to her. But you can't tell her that you don't like it and you can't lie. Where is it?
Stella.
Well, what's it for then? I mean, did you invent this story yourself then?
Go on, tell Dad, and then you can watch. And oh, no, it isn't. It's my own personal one.
Did you invent this story yourself?
Yeah, we and there was another one, and you got to do about someone gets kidnapped and you have to and make out that somebody finds out and they rescue you. Are you listening to that now?
I don't have a job. I've got nothing in my ears.
Well, what are you like that for?
Leave that be. Personal stereo. Walkman. Well, I would really, but there you are. Anyway, put the television on and go and get your hands washed. You can help me dish the dinner up. And then Dad's going to the doctor's. Well, I've got all these tapes. I've got to fill them all. I've got these. You see, and it's all to do for market research on how people speak. See?
People speak.
Yes, on English language.
So is it turned on now?
It is turned on now.
And it's taping every word that I say.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Right, are you going to help me dish the dinner up
Hey,
then first?
what, I'll read you my story. Take that.
Oh no, but I don't suppose they want to hear your story.
Right. This is back up my essay for school. It goes, I was standing in a shop in town looking at some clothes when suddenly I got pulled back and bundled into a changing room. I felt something horrible pressed against my head. Talk, girlie, and your history. Immediately, I knew I was being kidnapped. Mum told me to pretend to be his daughter so that no one would know I was being kidnapped. I did what he said and walked out the shop with him. He took me to his flat, which was quite high up. He took me in a room with a table and a pile of paper.
You don't spell daughter like that. It's DAUGHTER.
I thought it was a bit short. Room with a table and a pile of paper and a pen. Also, there was a loaf and a bread. A loaf of bread and a sink with a glass. You eat bread, drink water, play with paper.
And you clean your teeth. Go and clean your teeth.
Are you sure it is taping every word?
Emma, you can listen to it later. I have got.
Who's it sent? Is it going to be sent to then?
I'll read it to you later. Go and get. Move this.
Have you just bought that?
No. A lady has.
What, she gave it to you?
Yeah, she comes and collects it in a week's time. Will you move that?
Mm-hmm.
Come and help me dish this dinner up.
Right.
And tell your dad to get ready to go to the doctor, please.
I'm going to put this away and I'm going to wash my hands. And I'll put this dinner up.
Right.
No,
I shouldn't think he'll have time. Oh, sorry, I thought it was 22. Just get some knife and forks out for me.
You know my essay? You can win something. I don't know. It's something about going to see the Queen.
Ah. Queen, as in Majesty.
Yeah, Majesty. Mr. Says, if you win it, you can get a chance to go and see the Queen and smile at her home and wave.
Mm. Would you like that?
It's just not bad.
I suppose you would. Can you stir the gravy up as well, please?
Okay.
Well, I just put these few beans on for Dad that we don't like in the microwave. Can't stand them. Hate them. No, I'm speaking normal. You mustn't.
Listen
to that. No, get the, like, wait a minute. I'll turn that out. You do that. And we leave Dad's until he comes home from the doctor's. Right, that's mine.
What's my thing? Why's he got to go to the doctor's?
For his blood pressure. I think they're ready now. Not quite.
Who'll be listening to us saying this then?
Couldn't tell you. I'll read it to you later and tell you exactly what's happening. Excuse me, please.
Sorry.
We get the turkey out of the oven.
Turkey?
Well, it's what's his name? Bernard Matthews turkey roast.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Oh, shut up. I don't know what you do want.
I know what I want.
Be a nice dinner this, Will. You don't want that. I want you to go and look at your bedroom.
What,
every time? Yes, when you've, that gravy's got thick. Just go and have a look, please. Right, turn it down to number one. Have a feel. Right, turn that down to number one. Go and have a look, quick. Don't put them all on there. The kissing dolls. Yeah. They're ever so old. I knocked it off. I mean, I've had them since Linda was 15. This tastes lovely. Don't you taste? Beautiful. Bootings. And Martin would say.
He
on the side of the telephone. I just come in with them. Move. Dad's car keys. Where are they? They've got to be down somewhere, though. I come in.
Take the little one.
They're in, Chris. When it, just let me grab this cat. You can go out in a moment. Emma, just look for Dad's car keys. I've put them down somewhere. No, they're here, look. No, I've put them down there. It's all right. It's gone. He's got a spare one. You want to go out for a wee wee, Puss? Emma? We'll play this back later, you know. To everybody. Right. Let the cat out. Me and you will hear it.
Puss, go on. Oi, go out now.
She doesn't want to go. Leave her, shut the back door.
When she wants to go, you don't want to let her.
Wow, Dad was driving, reversing the car. Well, it won't be when you've got your gravy on it.
Gravy warms it up, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Please don't get it on your school uniform. No, well, don't. Have you got the knife? Don't talk stupid. Eat it. There's no salt on it. I haven't put any salt on it.
I'm not doing it because I care.
But something stuck in my throat.
You're right.
Drop it. It's yeah.
Sure. That is final. Sure it's not just a car.
No, something stuck in my throat.
All of this because I'm on a good behaviour
bond. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't make much difference if they'd sent me to prison, would it?
That was beautiful.
You know, it really
eat it up, Emma.
You're copping all this and Ferret gets away scot-free. Forget it, Josh. I'm not interested, right? Well, you can't afford to be. But he'll keep. He'll keep.
Is there no more, that sewing club that you go to on a Wednesday, is it finished?
No.
Did you forget?
No.
You just didn't want to go. Didn't she?
They've
not
finished
that.
Okay.
They've done they're on their second thing.
Oh. So what do you do now then?
Come on, I've got a tram. Quick.
Then he thought about every week out.
So you're not going again? Well, that's not fair, really, when people have put themselves out. No, I've said that before. I've told you that. It's only like eating chicken.
Look, I don't want to seem pushy about this, but I'm the guy you came with.
You're not jealous.
Oh, yes, he must be.
Well, last night,
seemed
to have something or someone else in your mind.
I'm very
silly. What have you been doing at Adele's
house
then?
Oh,
do you like offering
essay?
Oh. What's her story about them?
They think it's mine.
Pardon?
You unload this lot and
tell me mine about kidnapping.
Only hers is different.
It's got to be. You've just been called to write it about either kidnapping. About the art thing that I told you. Or about how...
Mr. Woods, I'm pretty sure we didn't leave anything behind. I had a really good look.
Oh, no. Kev Davison brought that back from Bali.
Have you seen the private photo of her? He's left it at the park. Have you, Mark? Dad, look at her mouth.
What have you been up to, miss?
Nothing, Dad, honest. Mr. Willits, look what I found under the cup.
You beauty, gotcha.
Well, she should. Not fair, I haven't had any meat in months. This is the first one. Yeah, and I've wanted meat all this time.
Oh, you won't be able to preach to us again. You're
supposed to be a vegetarian.
So, steak and eggs back on the menu, eh?
Not for me, I'm back on the wagon.
Already?
You better believe it.
I better check that front tyre. It's a bit stiff on the steering.
Oh, no, you don't. You can stay here and help me clean up.
It might be dangerous.
Not nearly as dangerous as me, mate. Now get going.
I found your opener, Mr. Willis. It was on the front seat. Oh, good on you, Josh.
I think the kids really enjoyed themselves today. Poor old Todd, though. I mean, it doesn't seem fair.
I don't know about that.
What? Did Claire come round? Phone up.
He's going out with our daughter, remember? So, good behaviour, Bond, for breaking and entering. Fighting with a cricket bat. He
anyway,
wasn't fighting with it. He was just carrying his
same difference. What happened was, about what you
said to the other bloke would be blowing his nose through the back of his head, but
you can't be sure.
Jessica. I told Jessica not to
bother
filling
the room. Bad luck, and it looks
like... Again.
A mother's instinct, is it?
Again.
I told her not to bother filling me up.
Why?
Stop
winning.
Because
Jessica not going to go to school tomorrow. And I told Adele that, and I
said
that
said that I was better off sticking
with
you and playing with you.
Tomorrow.
Because Jessica...
Personal
development class.
Personal
development class. Why don't they just call it sex education? That's what it is.
Who needs it anyway?
Know all about it,
like
dear.
Like me.
Oh,
God,
I do.
She says she'll try and phone me up, but I reckon she doesn't even
Ask
the
mom. No. Is she friends with
Gemma? Like today,
can I touch?
She moved back to her room to sitting next to Diana. Yesterday she was sitting next to me. I hadn't said a word to her.
Where's the tar backs for the curtains in your bedroom? The tar backs for the curtains in your bedroom. Yeah, because I brought this to stick it on with.
So I thought to myself, why don't you take her to your room and show her your collection of seashells?
When did you get wet through anyway at school? Was it lunchtime?
Okay.
Is this enough time for me to have a quick shower?
Gavin's cupboard must be under the flat roof extension. Woo, we won't be able to drill through that.
I don't really like it, anyway. I like what's on in the bit.
What's that?
Taggart.
It's going well, isn't it? Marriage guidance? Oh, not so bad.
What would you like to eat tomorrow night?
Give me the pill.
Well, I don't know what to do. What have we had this week?
I don't know. Right.
We've had turkey tonight. We had chicken. We've got to eat a lot more chicken now the doctor said that he's got... Yes. Now the doctor says he's got to try and lose some weight. Plenty of white meats, fish, veal, chicken, turkey.
I know I shouldn't have done it, but it just... Remember Michael? Well, yes, of course, it was.
What's your favourite?
I swore I'd never see him again, but when you turn up to this game of squash,
it's white meat.
Away and...
What's your favourite red meat? Would you say beef?
These things happen.
I don't like lamb a lot. It's too greasy.
Especially after that disaster at Julia's party. Julia's party? Well, I wrote him this message saying that I'd meet him in a bedroom upstairs. Then in the car, I was looking, I slipped it into his pocket. He ignored it, of course. He's got more control than I have. You gave him a note to meet you upstairs? Yes. I know, it's silly. No, I meant... This note, just said to meet you in an upstairs bedroom.
Yes, but he never turned up.
I think he did. And I think I know who he met.
Well, he's in a mess.
Colin, what are you doing?
I'll put the furniture back, Mr. Britusk.
Is that my office stapler?
I'm repairing my trousers, Mr. Britusk. I tried to borrow some, like you said, but hardly enough, no one seemed to have a spare pair.
What's the matter with his face?
Leave us for a moment. I have a pair on the radiator, Mr. Britusk. I've been
once
and dried, I'll be able to get the worst off with a wire brush.
Yes, well, thank you, Colin. This way down, will you?
Yeah, right.
Are you eating all that chocolate tonight, then?
A rather delicate matter, I'm afraid. Remember
you know,
what I was saying this morning about
today,
moral integrity?
You mean about keeping our temper to ourselves?
Because it was
that's
in your
right,
play.
Linda, yes.
You came back from
now,
your
has Gavin ever made a pass at you?
Gavin?
Yes.
Made a pass?
Yes,
you
know, like a hand on the knee, a suggestive remark. Ask you to join him anyway.
No.
He screwed it off.
So you can be the next.
Linda,
I want you to do something for me.
It's about
I want
there.
You to find Gavin
you threw it
and sit down with him
there.
And talk to him in a friendly sort of way. Let him talk to you and, well, be
what did
friendly.
You say?
With
yourself.
That's
she
right.
Goes, oh, yes, I know.
Instead of what you are wearing.
I'm not sure I understand.
Whose class is he in?
You don't need to understand, Linda. You need to think
no.
He's me.
This is
old shot. Yes, we're experimenting with a new logo.
Do that, Mr.
That's star we're after.
All right.
What is it that you don't like about it?
No, no, those kind of things. And give me a shout when you're ready, alright?
She perhaps doesn't like people that tell tales.
I just wanted to put this on.
Why a tale?
I don't know. You sure you've not planned to do afternoon prayers in your temple, Linda?
Because he did hit
me,
didn't he?
Yeah, she did. It's a bit silly. He could have done some damage to your arm.
I'm ready,
Mr.
Brothers.
No, because he's got me in the eye.
Right,
then
just count up to 20, will you?
Did you?
One, two, three. That's perfect, Linda.
Not
all right, Linda, off you go. Colin, what are you doing?
I'm
time?
Yes, Mr. Brittas.
Well, Linda was getting changed.
I know.
You better come in. Off you go, Linda. Do you know what I was doing just then, Colin?
No, Mr. Brittas.
I was bugging Linda.
Were you, Mr. Brittas? You were very quick.
I have planted a bug on her, Colin. It's sewn into that T-shirt.
Oh.
It's a ruse I used very successfully in Aldershot to root out sexism in the badminton team. From now on, anything she says, or more importantly, anything said by some evil-minded young degenerate to inveigle her into his love nest, will be heard by me and recorded as evidence on this machine.
It's got the same as me, look.
Hello? She's going into the ladies. She's talking to Gillian.
It's the press again, Mr. Brittas. Two reporters want to talk to you.
I can't see reporters now, Colin. Take them away.
Right, Mr. Brittas.
They say.
No.
Good grief, the things women talk about.
Well, they've bugged the girl.
Hi, Gavin.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
What's wrong?
You haven't seen Tim, have you?
Why?
Well, it's just I asked him at break if he, you know, fancied anything special.
You're off, I think, February the 7th. Did you give that piece of paper in today?
Yeah, it's just been really horrid to me.
All that worrying yeah, this morning. Yeah. Quick, sign that, he said.
Tim. No, don't worry about me. You just carry on enjoying yourself.
Oh, Tim, please.
You see? I just don't know what I've done.
Oh, don't worry, Gavin. I'm your friend.
Oh, I know. Thanks, Tim.
Tell him.
The female. The fact that the sutures haven't closed on top gives an approximate age between 21 and 30.
Can you narrow that down?
Got anyone in mind?
I may have.
Mid to late 20s? Of course, I can't say how long they've been in the ground, or if they were buried at the same time.
Have you got the cat?
Or how they died?
Have you cleaned your teeth?
I can tell you how they didn't. There's no injuries to the cranium. Only the jaws. And they're definitely post-mortem.
They found hair strands in the soil around both the skull sites, sir. Both blonde. Well, there was a phone call from Annie Gilmer.
I thought there would be.
Your school bag's in my car, you know.
We've widened the search area, sir. Nothing yet. But the rest of the bodies could be buried somewhere else.
Well, can you pick that up then? The school uniform and go and put that away somewhere.
Are you going to come and put me to bed, or are you?
Yes, I am.
Of course, one stands out.
Janet Gilmore.
See me, she's in the morning.
Her mother been in touch? Couldn't we superimpose a scan on a portrait of her like they did in the Raxton?
Well, we're informed, sir, it wouldn't be so.
Try and get in the bed like I told you. There's a good girl. And there's a sock here, look. And there's another one in the lounge. Yes, I will.
Of course you will.
Come on, Puss.
Don't worry, Puss. I'll do it in a minute.
Get Have you got your plug in?
What plug?
Where's
Is
your...
this new? Have I had it on before?
Yes, you've had that on before.
No,
your light. Where's your light? Oh, it's here. Okay. I'll do it, you babes. God bless.
God bless.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. It's already turned on, Dad.
Let's kiss them. Bye-bye.
See you tonight.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He said I've got to go to school tomorrow. I'll have a lie in tomorrow because I'm shattered this morning.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm
going to
bring the cat in
for you. Right. Come on there, Puss. Puss, 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 Puss. What's that? What's that, Puss?
Have you got your watch on?
No, not yet. Do you know what it is? What's on there? What's on there, Puss?
Don't forget to take those checks. Bye.
What, my essay? Yeah. Right.
Carol.
What do you want, Dad?
Mummy.
What do you want for?
Just want to ask her for something. Ask her for those scales, of course.
Right. Mum? 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 Mum?
What?
Dad wants to know if them scales have come.
No, tell him.
Right.
Would it come? Would it have them in the bathroom?
Okay. No, Mum said if they'd have come, I should have put them in the bathroom. Where have you got to go today?
Just to my office.
Is that all? You haven't got to go nowhere, like Manchester or something?
No, I don't think so. To Manchester next week.
Anyway.
Really ought to have had some gloves, you know.
Is that turned on?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Push it down.
Right. Have you got another glove like that? In your bag?
No.
Well, you know if it's going to continue being... Is that a door shut? If it's going to continue being cold, you sort some gloves out. Have you got your watch on? What time is it with your watch? Should be alright then. Should just do it in time. What? For lying? You're that tired? You've got to do. You really ought to put some tights on as well. Well, I have to wear them, don't I?
Is it not?
going to what? No, it's not going to rain, it's going to be very cold. Just a cold, dry day. Okay, so we've got to get to school. What is it today? You don't know, do you? I've got to get you that leotard short today. I'll have to do that. She can't be very warm without that. I've got a short jacket on. Mrs. Who? No, I don't know who it was, Emma. Same way as it anyway, so.
What is it, Jane?
Looks like it. Long, aren't they? Up the curb. It's gone the wrong way, I'm sure it has. It's gone the wrong way. Thank you very much. Which one's that? The one with the blonde hair behind that car that let me go? No, not really. She can't help her looks, but I don't like her attitude. Thank you. Thank you, were you? Yes, thanks, were you?
doctors, I don't know the circumstances of it, on nights and tired.
Ah, never mind. When do you finish?
I start, start tonight, 5:30 tonight, until 2:15 in the morning, but probably stop through.
And finish?
I might finish about 6 in the morning.
It's a long time to be at work.
If that's the moment. I've been doing it till a week, so I might as well kill it all.
I don't know.
Lots of police here, aren't there? I'm going to get our young's babysitter done today, quickly. It's got like a babysitting back, so I went to have it refunded, like, you know, because if you have it off them, then you can take it back after it's 4 and get a refund on it, get all the money back. As they were coming back, they had this spot check along the boulevard.
Oh.
I didn't just notice it, so I go. Hello.
How come she won't be
dressed? Never fucking
right. How come what?
You're always picking us up.
Well, what would you rather do? Catch the bus?
I'd rather do one bus. Well, I spend your man's money all the time. You got me.
Well, it's your money really, isn't it, to start off with?
Well, it is, but... You don't have to walk with me, you know. Walk 20 yards in front if you want, and then... You know, I'm getting the car's right up there, right up top end.
Yeah, but she's only waiting though, isn't she, outside?
No, she wants to know me at the club night and she wants one. This one's alright. Hello, you alright?
Hey.
Hey? In there? They could do it, but they could.
But to what?
Swing to shape.
Come on then. See you, bye. I've just asked.
Yeah,
whose class are you in? I didn't think you were 5 actually. What is it?
Yeah, hairdressers.
Oh, is it? What's it called?
Well, it isn't at the moment. It's called the Clothes Peg.
Clothes Peg on the
main road.
Yes, that is now closing there.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's been a smashing shop, no, that has.
I know.
Really lovely.
That's what everybody says.
That's a shame. Mm. I bought some smashing things from there. It being situated, there's one further down, is it, on the corner?
There
parking
is, but
street. Where's your information then for us to look at?
I know, I've got
another one. Well, I want one.
Yeah, I'll give some.
Will you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. My brother's working with me as well, you see. He's coming from London. And we're going to work together. So,
good.
That's if everything goes through where it should go.
Have you pushed all your leaflets through?
Well, I've given some. I've not gone all the way around. I spent about an hour and a half this morning.
It's very time-consuming, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm doing some mobile. Well, I'm hoping to get some mobile around Ruddington before it opens, so people get to see me a bit
more. Yes, yes, of course.
So the leaflets that's going round at the moment are the mobile ones, but after that, it'd be for the shop, say.
Well, I hope it all works out all right.
I hope so.
Such a lot of bothering, trouble and worry, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. As long as everything goes through okay, I don't see why I should have any problems.
No.
At all. Mm. The bank said yes, and the most important.
That's it, that's
just
right.
Just red tape, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then having it done.
And getting the custom afterwards.
I know.
I hope you do. I'll see you anyway. Thanks. Bye.
You in that puddle
again, aren't you? I don't know. I have to watch you with these puddles. You alright then? No, I don't. You had a nice day at school? Have you? I will. What have you been doing today at school? Yeah, but you could get...